Handing out faux hockey cards with his photo paid off for James Fernie, son of longtime Port McNeil Mayor Jerry Fernie, who toppled high-profile incumbent Mayor Gabby Wickstrom during Saturday's municipal elections. James Fernie, who has a business called Fernie Distributing and served as a Mount Waddington Regional District Director, pulled in 573 votes, beating Wickstrom's 404. The card showed Fernie, 55, in hockey gear, describing him as a utility player who shoots straight, and citing penalties including poor dresser. People just love them, Fernie said, adding some even asked for signatures. Port McNeil on northeastern Vancouver Island is small, with a population of just 2,356 last year, but is known for its outsize influence in BC. The late Jerry Fernie, who sat on council for 46 years and was mayor for 39 until retiring in 2014, was influential at the provincial level, supporting the resource sector and advocating for economic opportunities on the North Island. More recently, Wickstrom has called for solutions as emergency healthcare facilities on the North Island, including in Port McNeil, implemented repeated short-term closures due to lack of staff. Wickstrom created a coalition with the mayors of Clearwater and Fort St. John to lobby for improvements to medical care in small communities. We were able to go to the table and put quite a lot of pressure on the province to deal with some of these issues, Clearwater Mayor Merlin Blackwell said this week. Wickstrom's biggest strength was being an incredible community advocate. I mean, her voice was heard across the province, he said. She was a tenacious leader, and that's a really hard thing to find these days. Just last month, Wickstrom was elected as a director at large for the UBCM, nominated by none other than James Fernie, who said if he wasn't elected, he wanted to see Wickstrom in the UBCM. Fernie, 55, said he, too, is concerned about medical care and wants to see the North Island have more of a voice in hiring healthcare workers in the community. When it comes to local issues, Fernie is unhappy about Port McNeil's new zoning plan, saying it wasn't needed because the town is so small and that more community consultation should have been carried out. The zoning plan sparked several meetings before it was eventually approved. Wickstrom initially served 6 years as a councillor and was then defeated by Shirley Ackland in a race for mayor. In 2018, Wickstrom ran against Ackland again and won with 598 votes. Ackland ran in Langford in the recent election, failing to win a seat. Wickstrom said council's accomplishments in the past 4 years include updating the official community plan after 26 years, approving the zoning plan, and upgrading the swimming pool, sidewalks and fire hall. If I look back on the last 4 years, I believe my job as mayor was to lead this community through some extraordinary hardships, and I believe I did that very well. CJ Wilson at TimesColonist.com.